Oh, that's cool. I was going to ask you. Oh, yeah. You pick a direction yet that you're headed, or are you just headed whichever way the wind blows?
I'm actually thinking either somewhere up by where you're describing where you're at, or up here around, and we missed out on that one deal that was like 7 acres, but the location wasn't quite right, but it was two properties adjoining, and they couldn't get paperwork on it because the bank's not going to loan like that, right? Half of it was commercial, and the other half didn't have a driveway, and it had a shared well. And but you know, he wanted cashed out, but you know, he apparently got the property split and bumped up $100,000. But it would have been just about perfect for the next phase, but it wouldn't have given me a runway for ultralights.
Yeah, that's cool. There's a couple properties on Jones Road. I live on Jones now. So Jones Road, just south of 90, there's a couple pieces of land. One's heavily wooded, so you wouldn't have an ultralight there, but I don't know how much land comes with it. It's either up for sale or it's definitely going up for sale. It looks like somebody's, you know, grandpa or something passed and the house has been vacant for a while. And then the other side of the road, the house, it's a small house, but it looks like it's been recently completely redone. And I think that's on like 4 or 5 acres there. But they both, the one is up for sale now. There might be two on the road there for sale. But there's at least another one that's headed that way here soon. And they've been cleaning out furniture and, you know, stuff that looks like it's from the 70s. But, you know, it's the bones that count.
KB8OLE, you're up there by where Walt used to live.